Fearless Fam. Welcome to another episode where we shed light on topics most likely to keep in the dark. This is your host, Chubby. Today's level elephant is a level 5. I know, these elephants have been high lately, but it's with good intentions. Today's guest is Jay. He has been in our episodes before, and I am grateful to be having this discussion about corporations that are donating to anti-LGBTQ and anti-abortion groups. I've been asking all of you questions on Instagram about integrity, what it is and what it looks like. Well, integrity, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. You're probably wondering, what does integrity have to do with corporations donating to anti-LGBTQ and anti-abortion groups? Well, let me tell you, they correlate with each other a lot. But we will get to explain furthermore with Jay. So let's begin the episode. But before we start, I was talking to our fearless fam, right? And I was explaining to them, what is integrity, right? Like, what does that have to do with what we're going to be talking about? Mm-hmm. And as you know, integrity is just having strong moral principles, right? So Anyway, before we begin on the show, thank you so much for joining. I know you are not where you're supposed to be. You're somewhere else. But again, I truly appreciate your time, and I appreciate you just giving your time, because it's free. And I appreciate that, because most people don't understand that when people go into other people's podcasts, it's out of their goodness of their heart. So, You know, again, thank you so much, Jay, for joining and for wanting to have this chat with us.
Thank you for having me.
Most people don't know this, but obviously you and I have been chatting back and forth with a bunch of topics. And I was asking everybody on Instagram, like I mentioned before you and I started chatting, if they were to take a customer on, depending on what they want done, you know, like if it's something that goes against their morals, would you take that customer on, right? And including you, and most people were like, hell no. But then again, those people have morals, I guess. They're like something that it goes against their grain, and they're not willing to go through with that. So this is where this conversation stemmed from, because like we were talking about a couple of weeks before, right? A lot of companies are supporting anti-LGBTQ and anti-abortion groups. So my question to you was, what do we do if a company does not align with our morals or ethical beliefs? What do we do? Do we drop them and get a new one? So how are we going to navigate that? Then that was where this conversation stemmed from. So if you want to give your take on how you felt about what we were talking about, and, you know, just tell, because this is just, my brain hurts sometimes.
No, it's all good. I actually found this website. It's called accountableforequalityaction.org. Because I actually had the same problem. I couldn't figure out how we were going to maneuver. Like, you know, you got to have backups, pretty much, like, because you, these days, everybody's exposing themselves. A lot of businesses are exposing themselves. You're starting to see people for who they truly are, especially these businesses that at face value, they just, you know, support what's trending to make a profit, you know. So with this link, it actually, you type in the company based on zip code or area, and it shows up. Like right now, let me see if I could, I don't even think I could turn around the camera, but I'm going to send you the link. But pretty much it gives you suggestions on the bottom too. So one of the top, like the main corporations that support the anti-gays, you know, bill, they support the bills, is AT&T, Walt Disney, Coca-Cola, Chevron, Corp, CVS, and they're all on the bottom. So as soon as you click them, just to get a view of what their link does, it shows you like all the people they support, all the, you know, politicians, how much they've donated to them, and it breaks it down like from when they started to now, pretty much. It's a dope website.
what it's called again, so I could put it up here so everybody could look at it.
Accountable for Equality Action. Okay. .org.
Accountable for Equality .org.
Action.
.org. Action.
Yeah, accountable.
Yeah, accountable. Okay, perfect. Let me set it up here so everybody could look at it. So we could go look at this, because that is something interesting. Because I was telling you about that there was a website out there that did that. And mm-hmm. this is actually, I'm going to put it at the bottom so everybody could see the scroll. But that is something important, because you also want to know who you're supporting. It's right there on the link. Mm-hmm. You want to know who you're supporting. And like you said, I have, to go off of what you said, I have about 243 companies that support. I was counting that support.
Oh, see?
Anti-LGBTQ and all of that. Okay, so again, for example, what did you say? AT&T was one of them?
Yeah, AT&T, okay. So Disney.
Okay, Disney, for example. You already know that Disney's the biggest freaking, I don't even see the appeal to it. I never liked it. But everybody does. Apparently, if you live in Florida, I think California has the Disneyland or just whatever. Anyway, what are people going to do now? Where are you going to get your entertainment of that sort? Because there's not another one that is as big as that one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no other theme parks like that. I mean, if you count Universal or whatever else, but they stem from the same thing. So what are people going to do? Are they going to shove down their moral beliefs? Or are they going to still go because it's something that pleases them? So they're like, I don't care. Even though they're using their own money
mm-hmm.
to support these companies. Now,
it's like, it's contradicting. It's like, on the one hand, you're giving us shows that show, you know, more inclusion, but then on the back end, you don't even really support us, really.
Exactly. So it's like, why are you, your outer layer, like what I mentioned to you before in our conversations, your outer layer, inclusivity and people mm-hmm. and LGBTQ and all those women, and but you're behind closed doors, like they like to say, you are supporting companies that are attacking or are harming the people that actually go to your stupid theme park. Mm-hmm. So how is that even, I don't understand the logic on that. And I don't understand, again, like I mentioned before on the show plenty of times, people live in their own bubble.
That they do.
So, I mean, then again, people were like, oh, choose your battles, pick your battles. Why would you want to, like, deprive yourself from this amazing theme park because of your moral beliefs or your how you feel about something?
Mm-hmm.
Don't
so
you
it's like, mm-hmm. No, exactly. Exactly what you're saying. I agree with you. Like, so you're willing to trade off your morals and principles for monetary gain. What is the win there?
I honestly don't understand how people could, personally, because I was going all over the place with this, because it, like I was saying, for example, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He laid off 7,500 people, give and take. That did not sit well with my heart. Like, you just, fuck people. Let them mm-hmm. all laid off, no matter what the reason was. Knowing damn well that he has the money to pay for them, right? Why couldn't you just reroute whatever their job was or find them another place in the company? You just
exactly.
have to hire them? So I obviously took myself out of Twitter. Obviously, there's some thing behind that you can't actually delete it because of your data and because if someone mm-hmm. were to steal your identity or whatever, you have a two-step authentication thing. So I didn't delete it, but it's just dormant. So I'm never going to use mm-hmm. it. I deleted the app. Fuck it, right? But that's because of me, of how I feel. I was about to cry of how sad I was that this person who bought it for $44 billion decided mm-hmm. to get rid of so many people. Why?
And then for nothing, because now you're sitting there like a duck. You lost mad investors. There was a bunch of people that pulled out that were investing, and that's why you bought it for that much. thinking that you were double up.
Anyway, karma. Right. Anyway, that was just one example of something that I truly liked. I was mm-hmm. with Twitter for 13 years. The longest I've ever been with any social media, because you know me, I would rather be under a rock. but it was like a loss. So I had to grieve the fact that many people might not understand that, but I had to grieve the fact that a platform that brought me so much peace and inclusivity and everybody was family, now is pure monetary shit game. Like, you know? So that's where this whole conversation has led to. Like, I was thinking about Netflix, maybe? Hulu? I don't know. Many companies that we use, Google's the primary one, like we talked about, remember?
Yeah.
We use it all the time, right? But they, like you told me, if you want to share your side about how they fired these two women of color. But what do we do, though? Like, how can we continue? What? I don't even like Bing. I don't like Yahoo. So what do mm-hmm. I do? You know, am I going to not continue using Google because their moral ethics is crap? I don't know. I don't know how mm-hmm. to feel about that. Tell me how you feel or want to navigate that side, especially when you're in the tech type of world thingy, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I took a break from the tech industry was because of how biased everything is and how they run things. It's technology is going a lot farther than what we expect off rip. But for example, Google states they stand for us, but you let go. I can't even say fired because they let go one of your top software engineers, who just happened to be a brown woman, top engineer. Like, and one of the reasons was because she was calling out the discrepancies in the code of how biased they were running their code, from the Google searches to your ads on your phone to Facebook's ads, because it's all run practically on the same two engines. And they let her go because of it, because she called it out. Like, what do you mean your code is racist? Technology can only learn from its creator, whoever right. creates the code. And because she called it out, they let her go. They let go another engineer as well. I forgot his name. I believe it was Blake. Similar reason. He called them out stating, you know, hey, the AI is pretty much sentient. We had a conversation about that. Not just was it sentient, it was like hate speech everywhere. You know what I mean? It's, every time they ran the code, it went like scarier and scarier. Like, it went from level one to like five on like, oh, our robot status. Like, they're gonna like wake up and, you know what I mean? But you can't state that you are for LGBT, that you want inclusivity in your company and all these things, but then you're donating $500,000 or $100,000, however amount, against us. And you're letting people go that are calling you out on your bullshit, are making it known on the internet. But then what happens? Like anything that trends, as soon as it stops trending, everybody forgets and moves on to the next thing.
Right, exactly. First of all, as I told you before, the minute any computer, any digital technology thing starts moving on its own, I'm running away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is scary to hear, and technology is a great thing, yet it's just scary. It's scary at mm-hmm. the same time. We don't know what's gonna happen. But to touch upon that, how the hell, it still boggles my mind that you will claim inclusivity yet fire these two people because they're using their freedom of speech and, you know, telling you, hey, this is what's happening, but you didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just talking to them and saying, okay, a compromise or something, you decided to let them go. Like, so
the worst part about it is they'll give you an ultimatum, because I was given an ultimatum like that as well. I can't name the company where I worked because of an NDA, but
yeah.
those who know, it's no joke. Like, these companies will hire you and let you go as quick as they hired you. Like, the minute you try to bring some truth in it, it's all about monetary gain for them. Like, but then it's like, what do you really stand on? Because I can't work for a company, because I that's why I started doing contracting, because I can't work with you. I can't even say for you, I can't work with you if you don't stand on what I stand on in some way, shape, or form. I'm not saying we have to agree on everything, you know what I mean, like everybody is different, but on my principles and my morals, if we don't align, I can't work with you. Like I told you, all money is not good money.
No, right. And that's where I was disappointed with the story that I was telling you, because I was seeing this person having their own business. And to touch upon that again, I was like, are they doing this particular job for this person because they just want the money, or because they don't care how they're perceived, or that's their true nature, their true beliefs? So I don't know. I was just so baffled about that, how everything just, this integrity circle was just going around for the last week. And to those who don't know, I hope you do, NDA is a non-disclosure agreement, which I have a problem with that. Why would you need a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA? What are you doing behind your closed doors that you don't want nobody to know? See, first of all, that to me is suspicious. You're not a good company if you already out of the bat have an NDA. Like, nope, you can't. Nope. I believe in transparency with a company. I believe in honesty and communication, in being honest with your employees or whoever it may be, you know? And I don't know. It's just a weird cosmic crap going on around the world today. And it's scary. It's scary that we live in a world where you don't even know what the company that you're supporting indirectly or directly is doing behind closed doors. So, for example, Bank of America. I'm going to name the bank. I don't know how this is going to come, but there's a bunch of things happening out there that a bunch of companies, and like, for example, AutoZone, Big Lots, I'm mentioning the big companies, and it's all in the internet, so they can't say, oh, you can't talk about us. Well, your information is in the interwebs. We can find it, we can see it, just like in the one that you gave us right now. That one, everybody can see your information. So if you don't want nobody to see it, don't post it, don't share it, don't give it away. You know, for example, oh my god, what is another
big Target Target, Rite Aid, eBay, Amazon. Like, I mean, Amazon, I was kind of like surprised, but not really.
Really?
McDonald's, yeah.
Dollar Tree. To those who love Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
Mind you, let me, before I continue with naming these companies, so according to the HRC, these are the four categories that they use to determine which companies. It's like a score, you know, based on you already know that company. So it's about non-discrimination policy, employment benefits, supporting inclusive culture and corporate social responsibility, including public commitment to the LGBTQ, and responsible for the citizenship. So yeah, these companies, like I mentioned to you, let me see, Dollar Tree has a score of 20, meaning out of those four, they're fucking up somewhere.
Yeah.
So Domino's Pizza has a 50. So for example, are you gonna not eat Domino's Pizza anymore to whoever likes it? I don't know. Like, my question revolves around that. What can we do to substitute it? And again, no matter which company we choose, they have something we don't like about it. But how bad is it that we're willing to cut ties with it?
This is where you find local businesses and small businesses to invest in. I love tacos.
Right.
I'm not going to Chipotle no more.
Okay, well, I've never been, but I've never gone, so okay, yeah, true. I mean, we're big supporters of mom and shops. Like, I go to a mom and shop pizza here, you know, like, I don't go to a big corporation. But then again, let's say your friends work at this company, whichever company that may be. Are you willing to support that company to support your friend's income and obviously for them just to have a job? Or are we gonna just circle around and ignore all the crappy shit they're doing? See, it just goes back again, what to do, what is morally correct, or just be in our own bubble and forget about it.
Which is what majority do. So right. See, with instances like that, like, I had this conversation with a few friends as well. And ever since the pandemic, majority of the people have a side business now.
Right.
While they're working. So that's another solution too. If you know somebody that works at a company that you don't rock with, see what business they have on the side. Like, if somebody works at Domino's, but you know they make plates at home on the weekends or bakes, you know what I mean? That's a good substitute too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, also that's a great idea. I mean, and then supporting the mom and pops, who obviously I feel like they deserve it. I mean, whoever loves Target, for example, good for you. Okay. You know, but I mean, obviously this is all a personal decision, personal choice. We are not trying to, whoever's listening to this, we're not trying to tell you do not, you know, support these companies, because we're not.
Yeah.
We're just letting them know, hey, there might be something that they're doing that goes against your moral code and you are not noticing it, or you don't even know about it. So what are you going to do with it?
And it's just shining the light.
Right here. That's what all we're doing, you know. Mm-hmm. I think the okay, so obviously Facebook, he fired 11,000 people. Oh, sorry, let go or whatever. 11,000 people. Okay, but what is the substitute for Facebook now? Does anybody know? What? Where can we go? What is a similar platform, especially if they,
I was going to say, he bought out majority of the platforms. He bought out Instagram. Instagram was supposed to be another Facebook. And look at Twitter. Twitter just got bought out too. So it's like, what?
Right, and obviously, I don't sit well with the fact that he, first of all, that he, since he even started Facebook, I was like, you know, I didn't get Facebook on my own. It was forced. Mm-hmm. So do I have an attachment to it? No. Do I agree what he did? No. Is it my work? Yeah. Unfortunately, we work with these platforms, with Instagram and with Facebook. But obviously, it still goes against what I believe, just like with Twitter, that he fired so many people. I don't know. We need to find other platforms that are not as shitty, right? Because it's like the two evils, which one is less, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I feel like all this lies about what companies to choose. Foot Locker has only a 10, right? In the scale of, like, out of these four, they might not, you know, agree with one thing. So that is a good score to have. I will share this with you also, you guys can see what the hell I'm talking about. Because, for example, Eventbrite, which we all use, most of us use to get tickets, 55. And the score to get the highest is, I forgot. I don't know. It's a huge, it's a high number. So 55 is already out there. Yeah, it's out there. So that means Armani Exchange, 55. So whoever uses Armani as their clothing and whatever, what are you going to do now? Anyway, I never shop there. I don't even think they're
good. Yeah, same.
I don't even understand.
There's Abercrombie and Fitch too.
Lord, I mean,
I didn't see their score though.
No, I didn't either. But what information? Oh my God, Kate Spade, 55. Well, Rest in peace, she. Anyway, what information did you find in your end that you think is useful for the audience, for us to be like, yo, listen?
Well, what I found was pretty much just money they're donating. Like, Walmart donated $496,500. Disney gave $32,000. That was just in the last year alone. Chevron gave $353,900. And Pfizer gave $364,250 in anti-LGBTQ donations.
I always hit a Walmart anyway, but proceed.
Same. There's a beer producer, I might pronounce this wrong, Anheuser-Busch Co. The one they make Budweiser, Stella, Whole Garden. They gave $235,449.
Oh my God, sorry to cut you off, but you just reminded me that when Ling, what's it called? I forgot the company name. Blogger Ling, I forgot. It was it starts with the L. I forgot. Anyway, they were supporting Trump. I just literally stopped drinking their beer.
Oh, now later, Stella, yeah.
Now Stella, damn, you know what?
Yeah, Stella, something called Whole Garden with two A's.
I don't drink Budweiser anyways. I like domestic beer anyway. I don't like piss water. That's what we call it. It's American beer, basically. I mean, Stella's not, but anyway.
I drink Coronas, so.
Yeah, Coronas are good. Anyway, we do not promote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So Comcast and NBC Universal and its subsidiaries contributed $653,101 to 234 state legislators for the same bills and donations.
These numbers are staggering. And you said only this year alone.
Yeah. AT&T gave $12,900 in Arkansas. In Tennessee, they gave $4,000. In North Carolina, $5,000. In Texas, $22,500. And in Florida, $17,500.
Don't even get me started with Florida. This stage just keeps getting worse.
Walmart gave $442,000 on top of what I stated earlier.
Right.
To 121 politicians. And that was just this year. I got this. This article is from this year in September 27th. So it says September 27th, the Accountable for Equality Action and an organization formed to measure allyship based on corporate contributions launched its Real Allies database. And the database tracks donations by corporations to the U.S. politicians, pretty much the ones behind the blocking of the LGBTQ voting and reproductive rights. So they've been collecting data since 2016 up until now.
That is crazy.
Coca-Cola gave $93,000.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I stopped drinking Coca-Cola, I guess, like when I was like 22, maybe 23, but I used to drink that like it was water. Mm-hmm. And Coca-Cola obviously makes different, not just Coke itself, it makes a bunch of other products. But damn it, man. Like, I remember reading or seeing a documentary how Coca-Cola is literally drying up, I think, Mexico because of the water that they use. And its citizen is literally, they're not having any water to drink because the Coca-Cola company is drying them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I feel like I'm glad I stopped drinking it, but then you doing this to the citizens, because why? I feel like that's just like, whoever invented Coca-Cola, what are your moral, like, what, how do you feel? Like, what, you don't care apparently since you're doing that. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of money. Yet you want us to be like, I mean, it's everywhere. So in reality, there's nothing much we could do. Like, Coca-Cola would not be able to be taken down as easily as we would like for every other company to, like, slowly. Or Walmart.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's not the goal here. The goal is
that's true.
The companies to realize their internal, like, how am I helping the world, or how am I helping the people around?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's like people these days don't even think about that. Like, it's just all about who can be the top dog quicker.
Yeah,
you know
money.
What I mean? Yeah. And Please. It's like everything is run on money, but it's like money is just a paper.
Right.
So once it's obsolete, what are you going to do? You're going to crumble. That's why I was saying that a lot of these companies, they're being exposed for who they are.
Right.
Because the economy is changing. So, like that saying that every dog got its day, their day is coming, because this link alone, it breaks down everything that we were talking about, bouncing off of each other. The numbers and everything alone, it breaks it down beautifully. And, you know, knowledge is power, yo.
Exactly why I thought this would be a great episode, since you were on it as well, feeling certain things. And mind you guys, even if Jay felt differently from what I did, I feel like it still would have been a great conversation, because, you know, knowing someone else's perspective on how they think that, oh, it doesn't matter at the end of the day, I still would have been like, okay, let's have the conversation. But I can't wait to go into the website myself and actually look at it. Obviously, being an empath and having like this much care for the world, I will cry, because the numbers are like staggering and crazy. But again, this is, I will love for the companies to sit with themselves and wonder what kind of product or actual message you're sending out to the people that buy their products. You know, for example, the platform we're using, StreamYard, what do they provide? Are they going against the morals that I have, and should I look into that? Now, what other programs can we use? Again, I want to look for a list of things that will be alternatives to, unless you have already alternatives that you could share, to platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, for example, the top three that I know most people use.
Well, I know Black Twitter has its own app. So that's one that I use. It's literally just like Twitter, just with, you know, our little spice of our culture in that. You know what I mean? So it's definitely, that one's better.
What is it called?
It's Black Twitter.
Literally blacktwitter.com? Mm-hmm. Like, just, okay. Oh, well, I'll look into that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Unless they changed it, because, you know, haters be reporting and stuff like that. I gotta check it again. I haven't been into it in a while. You know,
right.
Social media hiatus. But nah, I'm gonna give you some apps and stuff that we can update for her. This is why I was saying that you try to support other people and like people, the small businesses, because there's a bunch of people right now that are coding. I know a few people that are making games, making, you know, small little apps just to see how it runs.
That's true.
Why not take the chance and do something bigger? You can be the next, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is that we need, and it can actually be used for something positive. Now, the only thing that's tough right now, because I've seen it being in the tech industry too, is that if you have an iPhone, the App Store alone, that's what's been hard for a lot of smaller businesses to get their apps out there, including myself. They charge you to use their stores, Google and the apps. But for the smaller companies, they make it a lot harder for them to even keep their platforms on the App Store. I forgot the name of the app. It was through Xbox. That was one of the reasons why they left all the app stores, and why a few people couldn't play the games.
Right.
Is because they pretty much like doubled the price. And like the yearly charge type of thing. So I know it's hard, but it can definitely be done. We can cut out the middleman. These big corporations, if you look at them like the middleman, you can cut them out. It's a matter of sticking together and making it happen. It's, you know, it takes more than one person. So
that's how I feel. Yeah.
If I don't code myself, I'm trying to teach myself coding just so I could try to get, you know, my ideas out there with the apps and stuff like that. But it's definitely possible. You know, we can definitely replace these apps. It won't be easy, but we're larger in numbers, and that's how I see it.
Right. I mean, like you said, if people that think the same. Obviously, most people will be like, oh my God, do I really want to leave? Oh my God, it's going to be a headache. But I feel like, yeah, if we stick together and we're like, okay, let's come together in this app and let's move. For example, Twitter's replacement, one of them, Mastodon, is humongous. Like in the first few days of Twitter being overtaken by you know who, they reached like 77, I don't know, a lot of people. And obviously it's different servers. I think you'll like this one because it's not a one platform, like a flat, I don't know the technical names to this, don't even quote me on this, but it's a lot of servers in one program that you choose. And then it just, it looks like Twitter at the end, but you know, it has different server names. So it's a part of a bigger server. So it's called Mastodon. I decided personally to go choose that one and see it and play around and tinker with it because I thought, and it's independent too. So it's not like a huge corporation taking over it and, you know, and your data is yours. So they claim, obviously, you know, but you can't trust anybody, right? That's the problem you're having here.
Not these days.
Right. And to touch upon something that you said about the prices, I was going to do an episode on this, but I'm not. I'm just going to mention it here right now. We are in an inflation, okay? There is a recession happening, the highest, right, in 44 years, if I'm quoting it right. So, yeah, everything is high. Everything. The food is high. The rent is high. We already know about the rent. We know for sure about the rent. No one's able to move. You're being forced to stay in one place because of how high everything is. So anyway, just wanted to let everybody know that we are currently going through it. It's 8.2% that it has gone high. And they claim that by 2025, it will be the lowest to 3.1. So yeah, percent of the numbers, you know, the increase and the decrease. So yeah, that's a lot. So
that is a lot.
Yeah, 8.2, that is crazy numbers right now. 9.2, whichever, it's just still a lot. It's still a high number. So yeah, I don't mind. I mean, obviously with the integrity, with the world being so high and all these companies like saying no and moving to another place and all these people, the world is not doing so well. I mean, it's never have, but today, this time is just really going really down. So before we say our goodbyes and, you know, I do want to share with you all that in 2022, at least 160 anti-LGBTQ bills are already pending, specifically targeting the transgender youth and to ban them to fully participate in their everyday life. So, yeah. 160 bills. 160. We're not talking about 2, 1. We're talking about 160 in any form, shape, like school-wise, work-wise, medical, as we all know, this is the biggest one, the medical one. Just even having their freedom taken from letting everybody know that they are transgender or going through whatever the hell you want to call it. 160 bills. So hopefully none of them pass and that the LGBTQ, I don't even know why they're bothering the LGBTQ. Why do you feel like we're such a threat that you're wasting your time reversing something that already passed or trying to pass something that makes no sense, that has nothing to do with you? Yeah.
Exactly. It makes, it's like you're threatened for what? Like, what did we ever do to you? Like, what you eat don't make me shit. Excuse my language. But, you know the saying, like, what...
True.
Exactly. So, I'm not understanding what you gain out of this. Like, it's like, hate can't drive out hate. Only love can. But it's like, people like that, I've never been able to understand, like, your logic behind that, like,
right, you're living your life over there. It's not affecting me. You know, what does affect me are the choices that are government-wise. You know, those choices are a trickle effect to everybody else. But you living your life in your $14 million home in whatever you're doing, or this doesn't affect me. I'm living my life in whatever, wherever way I'm living, and my living is not affecting yours. What? So, to you personally, what have you, well, gained from the all the information that you read or shared with us today? Because it's a mind fuck.
No, it is. So I actually learned a lot about a few companies that I still interact with that I didn't even think that they supported those bills, because their face value is so, like, they paint such a perfect picture that I honestly fell for it. So when I, like, used the search engine and I'm doing this research for this episode, I'm like, no. Perfect example, Airbnb. I'm sitting in an Airbnb, so I'm like, now I gotta do another alternative. My alternative would be hotels. Take it back old school, because I always do research with hotels. So,
funny enough, I've never done Airbnbs. I will always do either hostels or hotels, because I can't. Airbnbs creep me out, because it's a person to person. I don't know, it's just creepy to me. But anyway, besides that. But doesn't it break your heart, though, that it breaks your heart, because you're like so invested and so like, wow, I think this comes, and all of a sudden it's like they disappoint you.
Every time. And it's like, this is why you can't idolize people or things. It's like, I know a lot of people idolize celebrities and things like that too, but people are just human.
Right.
There's faults to them. Like, it's just so frustrating, man.
Oh my God, CVS. That was a big one.
And I just had that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I was like, I knew it.
I forgot. Oh my God. I forgot that you went through that. Yeah, it's true. I was like,
oh my God. Just to pick up my prescription for my teeth. And he charged me double and had the audacity to be like, do you need, you know, your needle supplies too? No, sir. Give me my shit so I can go. Like, I shouldn't even have paid for my prescription, but because I didn't want to like wait, you know what I mean? And I'm in Miami right now, like this is my hometown, so I should have expected it, but I didn't, just because like I've had experiences in Boston already. So I'm like, let's see, because I already knew about, you know, the bill that passed. So I'm like, oh, let's see. And a bunch of my friends warned me too, like, oh, be careful, I know you haven't been back in a while, blah 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 blah. All right, cool.
So
I show up and it's like, that's crazy.
So Jay is a prime example of like one of the many examples that we go through. And most people do not even believe it is a real thing. And I'm like, what do you mean? Yes, it's happening to people we know that, and people we might not even know. And you still believe that racism or homophobia or whatever you want to call it doesn't exist. What world do you people live in?
It's like a power thing too. It's like a power high or whatever you want to call it. Like, because they know that they're in control of your stuff. Like, you need these prescriptions.
Right. It's that's the suckiest part, that they know that no matter what, we're still gonna go and get it whatever way we need them, because we do, and or whoever in general. And they know they have that over you, and they're like, yeah, we know you're still gonna pay no matter how high we put them, whatever their prescription is.
Sorry, because I was just like, and he had the audacity to say, oh, because, you know, I pay out of pocket, but I use GoodRx. GoodRx is valid anywhere.
Right.
He had the audacity to say, no, I don't have to accept that. This pharmacy doesn't accept it because it's based on pharmacy manager's discretion. I said, what exactly does that mean, sir? I'm gonna need you to break that down, because you make no sense. What do you mean? So you're choosing not to take it so that I pay out of pocket. And even like, I pay out of pocket regardless, but even without the GoodRx coupon, it's never more than $35, and that's pushing it.
Right.
You charged me $60. So you just pocketed the other half. Like, I knew he did. I saw him in person and everything when I went to pick it up, and told me the same thing. Oh, do you know that you're in Florida? No, sir. No, I don't know where the fuck I am. Clearly.
Right. So to touch upon that, what most people do not realize that, let's say CVS.
Yeah.
CVS is a huge company with God knows how many stores, but somebody could individually own it that has nothing to do with CVS and make their own rules.
Yep.
And for example, Wendy's, it is, they're not an anti-LGBTQ. They love the gay community, you know, and a person bought one of their franchises and is their own. That person, unfortunately, is anti-LGBTQ. So most people thought, holy shit, Wendy's went crazy. Like, what's going on? And then Wendy's had to do a public announcement saying, no, 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 no. That person is independent. We don't associate with them.
Yeah.
So that's what other things that we need to keep in mind, that not everybody, that certain companies can sell one of their companies to independent person, and they unfortunately could do whatever the hell they want. So
ironically, CVS has an HRC rating of 0.
That is lies. Lies. And
it says CVS has donated $259,000 to 54 members of Congress who received an HRC rating of 0, largely through voting against the Equality Act over the last 2 years.
Again, maybe the company as a whole is not anti-LGBTQ. This, you just happen to unfortunately go to one that they're like, screw you. I don't believe in you. I don't believe in you. And you're a human. Everybody, we're people. Like you said before, everybody's, we're just humans living our authentic selves, our true self. And unfortunately, there's people out there who's using freedom of speech as hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's hate speech. It's hate speech because you are deliberately making someone's life living here because you, your values align with this negativity and this disgusting behavior of like, screw people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to keep your time up because, you know, I know that you are not settled and everything, but what do you want to tell our odd? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was like, I don't mind. I'm just happy to be here and share this knowledge with you. I love topics like this.
And your truth, basically your truth, because I've gone through my own crap, you know, and it's just insane how people still don't believe that this happens. But what do you want to share with anyone watching this episode? I mean, this episode before, you know, we'll let you go.
I want to say I did find a few alternatives for social media. There's one called Ello, like hello without the H.
Ooh,
It's similar to Facebook. It's an ad-free alternative, which is good. I hate ads. It states it guarantees data security, but we all know about data privacy. Shit's been gone for 10 years. But they started in 2014. If you're a minimalist or if you like the minimalist approach, it's a good app for you. It's user to user. It's pretty much similar tools that Facebook has. Just a little smaller, less mainstream. You still see mainstream stuff, but it's a little more like user friendly. Then there's MeWe, also started in 2016, another alternative to Facebook, but that one's more, it's not as public as Facebook is. You know how Facebook is more broad?
Yeah.
Ello's more broad also. MeWe is more for like, closed, like if you just want you and your friends to make a profile and share it, you know, small groups, that's a good one too, especially if you're introverted. I haven't found one for Instagram yet or Twitter. I'm still looking for Twitter, but so far I just have that Black Twitter one. But it is an app.
Black Facebook.
Black that Twitter, one is yeah.
Oh, it's Black Twitter or Black Facebook?
Black Twitter.
Oh, okay, so Black Twitter. Okay, so that's an app. It's not an actual like search, like you could go and twitter.com.
Yeah, no.
And no. Okay.
Yeah, Ello, I believe you can find it on the websites as well as an app too.
Okay, perfect.
MeWe, I think, is just an app, but I haven't downloaded it yet. That was just another one that I found as for people that just want the more small user-to-user thing. But I'll let you know on the Instagram, because I'm looking for one too. Because I prefer Instagram. I'm not really big into Facebook. I literally only had it for friends. So I'm going to check out these options too, and I'll let you know for that. But I did want to let people know that, you know, just support people that you know. You know, especially if they're in the LGBT community, whatever business they have, whether it's apparel, music, whatever it is, it makes a big deal. You know what I mean? I feel like our generation, we have the tools now that we didn't really have when we were growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To try to make things and change things in a way that we want to change them. So everything that we're going through right now, I feel like we're going to walk so the next generation can run.
Right.
So
I agree with you. No, yeah. Like we always say on the show, support your local artists, support the Black community, the LGBT, anybody that is good-hearted, mm-hmm. that's willing to do good in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, not everybody is like that. Even people that we may know, obviously, if you know them, shouldn't be in your circle, but besides the point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just support because, and mind you, we mean support doesn't mean spend money if you can, if you don't have it, just by sharing who they are or sharing their product or commenting. That's another way of support, you know, yeah. telling somebody else, hey, I know someone that can do this for you. And that's it. That is a way to support. Again, if it comes with the big companies, that is a personal choice. If you still choose to support them, just remember that they are attacking people you know. That is in that frame that they're attacking, like the anti-LGBTQ, you know, groups that they're supporting. And that's directly affecting the people you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you still choose to do that, that is a personal choice. And you might lose friends because of that, because that's high. That is an important thing.
And business partners, because a person like me, I'll cut ties with you. No hesitation, right. Because birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
Right. It's either we run together or we don't at all.
Right. If it's acquaintances that you know or whatever, actual friends that are close to you, I'm sorry, but I would not be able to, like, if you had your moral ethic, like, yeah, I'm for all these anti, I would not be able to sit with you and be like, I'm sorry, Jay, but your moral ethic is just too contrasting that we can't work together. And I'll tell you, because you just can't. But because we do get along in that sense that one particular moral is the same, I'm like, okay, I don't care if we have 5,000 other things that are not the same. It doesn't affect me. I'm fine. But your views on certain things will affect someone's friendship, unfortunately, because you just can't sit there and be like, yeah, Trump, you know, like, come on.
Yeah, no. Like, I've cut off a lot of people, too, especially me transitioning. It just exposed everybody to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing I can say, that there's a certain life changes that you do that will expose the people around you on whether they were for the season or for a lifetime, you know?
Right.
And it'll either make or break you, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like this is a good conversation to have with people in your circle, because I've been doing that ever since we had the conversation. I started bringing it up with, you know, just to pick people's brains, because I like doing stuff like that. I want to see where you stand. I want to see how your brain works. And there was a few people that it was like, all right, you know, we had similar principles, but everything else that we didn't agree on didn't affect those principles.
Right.
So it's like, all right, cool. You know, that's your opinion. This is mine. But we still have a connection on, like, where we stand.
Right. Like,
you know, like, there's, like, a line, and we just did not cross that line.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So I feel like it was a really great conversation, and it's something that hopefully other people can, you know, bring up in their circle group, and hopefully it brings people more together rather than divide them. Because that's all these bills is doing, is dividing people.
Exactly.
They're trying to divide us enough. So somehow, some way, we gotta do better. So this is a good topic. And like I said, it pushes for people to think more, you know, spark something that will help them, you know, spark an idea into how we can replace said companies.
Right, and we have to be better people at that too. Like, if mm-hmm. you know something, just share it with somebody else, because maybe, again, like I mentioned before, it's something that they're against and they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Word of mouth.
Right.
Is powerful.
Exactly. And that's all I want this episode to do. Even if it's just you and I or me by myself, I wouldn't care. I still would have been like, what can we do together as a community mm-hmm. to make sure that all of our siblings are safe, you know, and that we could protect each other in some way, you know, or another. So
mm-hmm.
that's all, you know, my final thought that I want to share before we say, you know, later is that, I don't know, be nice to each other, but also reading mm-hmm. is essential. Read, educate yourself. And if you know something that you know for a fact that someone is against and they don't even realize they're supporting a company that does something like that, let them know, hey, by the way, did you know? Just like that. You know, you don't have to be condescending. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be nasty about it. Just
mm-hmm.
let them know, hey, the company you support, they're doing this with the to the anti-LGBT to the LGBT community, and mm-hmm. you know, and just let them know. Other than that, if it doesn't affect you, like you say, just I guess ignore the episode.
Mm-hmm.
At the
literally,
end,
literally, like it's okay to stand firm in your beliefs. It's okay to stand.
It is. Yeah. But continue.
I got you. It's just like it's okay to stand 10 toes. It's okay to stand in your beliefs. Just be kind. You know, yeah. Just be kind about it. Like
respect.
Yeah, it's like just because somebody else does something doesn't mean you got to follow that lead. You know, think for yourself. Sit down and really ask yourself what you align with, not just in conversations with others, because you know, when you go home at the end of the day, it's just you. Are you going to be okay sleeping at night knowing who you supported or knowing, you know, whose money you took to do whatever? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it comes down to that, yeah.
It's your character. Your character. That's what it comes down to. Your
right.
character.
And again, in reality, like, me going to sleep right now, do I feel good that I don't have the opportunity? Yes. Did it make a change? Possibly not. But everybody that knows me knows that, wow, Chewy took down their Twitter. Like, what happened? Let me go do some research. Do they care? Possibly not. Are they still going to use it? Yeah. Do I care that those people are still going to use Twitter? I mean, yeah, no, because it depends on who you are. And, like, do I know you? How well do I know you for you to keep it? It's fine. Some people just use it for the fun that it used to, because it's not fun anymore. Anyways, getting bankrupt like in a couple of months. So, you know, like you said earlier, karma.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Right. So I'm over here will I get it back after that? Will it even exist because it has no employees anymore? I don't know. We will stay on that episode. I'm like, what's next?
Yeah, we're gonna have to wait and see.
Right. Again, Jay, thank you so much for joining this episode and for all the times you've said yes willingly and came here to share all your thoughts and your experiences, especially your experiences, because people need to know that they're real, that people out there are suffering or are going through very uncomfortable situations, and we need to hear them out loud. By the way, when is your YouTube going to be up or something? Didn't you say you were working on something like that? Or
My YouTube, yeah. So I do have a YouTube. So I do, you know, when I do my spoken word and I go out, I sometimes record it. I'm working on better production for that. I do also do how to like trials for trans men or anybody that's transitioning, either or how to do the abdomen shots. They're called sub Q. I also have intramuscular videos. Just because I couldn't find that when I first started, and for people to follow my journey.
Yeah.
So I have all kinds of stuff I'm trying to put on it. I haven't really categorized it yet. So I have my spoken word on there with those videos. So other than that, I'm also working on my apparel. try to start a YouTube for that. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just the YouTube is coming. It's getting better. Just bear with me. You can tell it's in the amateur stages.
No, yeah, I mean, trust me. We've worked through it. It's a pain. Did I find anything on YouTube? Are they even supporting me? I didn't find anything.
That's one thing I didn't, but since we have the website.
Do that. Before we log off, we'll do that.
Doesn't show up in the database, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't support the anti-LGBT. They just haven't found any information on it yet. Yeah, because they give the option for us to give them information too.
Right, no. These motherfuckers are smart. They're like, I don't want nobody to know our actual, like, who we support. So they're like, hush, hush about it. So, yeah. Hey. I mean, I don't think it's a smart thing to do because I want a company to be transparent. But, okay, YouTube, I see you. Okay. No, because I never seen anything about YouTube. So I'm over here like,
No, that's good because I honestly haven't either because I would have been the first one like, I'm deleting my account right now.
Right. I'm over here like, but I had this for so long. But see, that's another thing that you get attached to. You don't even realize. I remember when it first came out, I was looking for videos and I'm like, what the hell is a YouTube? And here we go again. Like how many years later? But yeah, so, okay.
I don't know about if they fund the bills and stuff like that, how the other companies did, but they have gone like viral for their algorithms. So whenever, like, for example, with my videos and stuff like that, it's shadow banned pretty much. Like it's very hard, unless people are following me, it's very hard that they'll get alerted or even pop up on their For You page. So that's one thing that, yeah.
But if you put the bell thing to get the notification, it won't come up?
It will, but it won't come up right away how other pages do. Cause like a bunch of my friends that have the bell on, I'll send them the link like, hey, did it pop up or whatever, just to test it. And they'll be like, no, I didn't even know you dropped the video. And then like, and I have it, like I have bell on.
No wonder.
It's always like hit or miss.
I'm having a problem with that now.
No.
I'm gonna sit with that. No, because I was wondering, cause I'm like, what happened to your YouTube? Now you mentioned that. Maybe it's happening.
Get more into that.
Maybe it's happening with me too because I don't know. Is anybody?
Yeah, because I have your bell on, but unless I usually the way that I know is I'll have it on the Apple Podcast app, so I'll be listening to it, and unless I go into your page to like look for it, because I'll know that it dropped already.
That's interesting.
That's the only time. Like it's very rare that it'll let me know. Like.
Maybe if I'm not talking about a saucy episode and they're like, oh, here, they could be alerted. Like this one probably won't come up for a fact.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because we're talking about everything that they don't want us to talk about. This is sad.
Just trick them with the thumbnail.
No, I don't even care. Like I'm so honest with what I'm going to share that I don't want no fucking clickbait or any of that, because that has happened before.
And that's what they push. They push the clickbait stuff. They push like the stuff that looks so stupid that like it gives you the attention span of a goldfish.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I can't do that to myself. My heart would not, I would not be able to live with myself to do a clickbait just so I can get people to look at it. No, I will just share it and whoever wants to listen to it, great. If you don't, okay, cool. But that's how sad the world has become. Goldfish. They're cute though, but goldfish brain. Well, actually a fly, because a fly would not realize it went back to the same place. But anyway,
that's true.
besides the point, guys, I don't know, share the episode if you like with anybody. Honestly, we're trying our best. It's like those news, you know, the news outlet that they try to share as much as they can, but they really can't because of some other things that they can. I wonder how those news anchors feel like, because I know that it will go against it. Oh, that's a great. Do we know any news anchors people that we could talk to? No, we don't.
Word. Comment on here if you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
that could come on the show and be like, that have no NDA, because I would like to really know, how are you saying all these news? Are they real, or are they, you just chop? Because I watch international news, so I know they're not bullshitting, but the local news, I know that they're cutting, that they can't say certain things, so.
They're chopped, and they also are reading from a script.
Right, right, their stupid prompter thing is letting them know, so that's what I'm saying, and they probably are reading, I'm like, I don't agree with this, what are you saying, you know, but they have to rehearse too, so sometimes, I don't know, that is just weird. Okay. My brain is now thinking, okay, I need to go do this and go do that. So, okay, before we keep, we're so Hispanic, we keep saying, okay, we're gonna leave. No,
literally.
Yeah, but okay, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great time in Florida.
Thank
and
you.
And I say that, I'm
thank
like, yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
No, literally. No, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. You know, it's always a pleasure. I love talking about stuff like this. Anytime, I'm here for it. So thank you for having me. I'm Hispanic as hell. Brain is scattered. But yeah, have a safe weekend. You know, stay blessed as always. It's the holidays, so don't stress yourself out.
Just, better time to now get those people you know and buy from them. Holidays.
Exactly. Dead Rose Garden. Big Cartel, baby.
Right there.
Support your local friendly neighborhoods, trans man. I almost said spider bat.
Well, I gotta go eat. You're telling us. No.
I know, right?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And like I always say, everyone, stay fearless.